Yours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we'll look at Cork hotels offering farm-to-fork meals and their passion to significantly reduce their carbon footprint. In recent years, the farm-to-table concept has generated a lot of buzz in the restaurant industry. What it means is that the food on the diner's table was made from ingredients directly sourced from a particular local farm, garden or supplier, bypassing middlemen, which include distributors and grocery stores. That's not all, though. Farm-to-table restaurants are also conscious of how plants are grown and how the livestock are raised, slaughtered and processed. Alexander Petty is Group Executive Chef of Trigon Hotels, the Cork-based group which operates the Metropole and Cork International Hotels. He believes sustainability is a huge aspect for a successful business.
When we talk about sustainability in both hotels, when we build menus, we look obviously at the seasons, which is important. So each vegetable or fruit might be a different season. At the moment, we have amazing strawberries that we source from West Cork, David Bushby. And so we look at that. So we look at the seasons, we look at the local producers. I think that's very important for the food mileage. Try to reduce, obviously, energy being used to kind of bring the vegetables. And then the local suppliers in general is very, very important because it's the local economy. They're the small guys. They're the ones that need, a bit of support, and we want a really good relation with them.
Overall, Irish Hospitality is trying to commit to minimising the impact their restaurants and businesses have on the environment.
Everything is small actions, but small actions that you multiply by so many staff becomes very, very big action. And what the big emphasis that we need to understand is it's a journey, and we're educating our teams. It's really the first step, our teams to be part of this journey and understanding the environmental aspect that everything we can take. So we've seen reduction of 8% year on year on carbon footprint with all the hotels combined, which is very good. And then we always look for new ways to kind of get better and reducing your carbon footprint.
Trigon Hotels will celebrate its ongoing partnership with Cope Foundation this month. The Garden Table is an event where guests can sample a wide array of culinary offerings under the creative guidance of Chef Petit. Each dish will incorporate freshly harvested fruit and vegetables from the Cope Foundation Sensory Garden, a collaborative project established by the charity in 2021.
It's a really strong celebration. It's a 5-course meal, all locally sourced within the fish, the meat from West Cork, the vegetables from the garden if we can, some edible flowers, some lovely dressings. Very convivial, sharing platters. It'd be a really magical night, absolutely.
There's a long tradition in grand country houses of producing food from gardens as well as surrounding farmlands. So it's no surprise that the farm-to-fork movement has found fertile ground across Ireland, bringing new life to old estates. Renowned for the farm-to-fork cooking practices, Ballymaloe House Hotel use produce grown in the gardens and reared on the farm or source them locally, significantly reducing the carbon footprint. Laura Behan is the general manager.
When Myrtle Allen started it, it was food that Ivan grew on the farm and brought in, and she cooked and produced. And then obviously with the local economy, it's local farmers and local fishermen who gave the meat and the fish. And that's something that we still do today. So we have an acre organic walled garden, which produces a lot of our vegetables. The cookery school just 4 kilometres down the road would also give us a huge amount of vegetables and fruit, as they have an acre under glass, which is amazing. So they get produce in Ireland, it's not always the easiest place to grow, and at more opportune times. And we still get our seafood from Ballycotton, which is obviously just a stone's throw, and all of our meat is from the local area as well. So, it obviously supports the local economy as well as just being a really sustainable option.
Farm to fork menus are written with seasonality in mind, using seasonal fruit and vegetables.
Our menu changes every day. And that's based on what can be picked from the garden that day, or what meat comes through the door. And we won't know what fish is on the menu till maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon when the fish comes in. It is literally the freshest that you can possibly eat. And the vegetables every day come up from the garden. So they're picked, dropped up at our back door. Then we have a veg prep area. So they're literally prepped. They come out of the ground, prepped, and go onto your plate that evening. So that's very different. You couldn't get much more locally sourced. So I think that is something that people don't realise or don't appreciate in terms of what that means for the vegetables that you're eating and the taste and the quality.
To learn more about Farm to Fork and Irish Hospitality, visit Trigon Hotels or Ballymaloe House online, or check the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.